My next guest here to, well, talk about how she enjoys her job, especially when it comes to the word philanthropy and education. Tamala Spicer in the House, Program Manager with the Johnson Center for Philanthropy. Good morning to you, Tamala.
Good morning, Shelley.
Any boards you need to, you know, educate today?
Oh, always. Come on.
You are good at what you do. And is the Johnson Center with the many roles that it plays in our community. And you wanted to focus on new educational opportunities, not only for the summer, but in general. Tell me about the center.
Well, the Johnson Center's goal is to understand, strengthen, and advance the sector, the philanthropic sector. Mm-hmm. Most people think of philanthropy as just the giving side, mm-hmm. but we look at philanthropy as the entire ecosystem. So it's not just the funders and those who give, but it's the nonprofits that do the work.
And your job is to call together programs to obviously assist in the role of philanthropy. But also, I talked earlier with the author of Be Board Ready. I might want to give you that book, although that's probably you know by the back of your hand. You share that talent.
Yeah, so we do a lot of work with boards. We do a lot of work with leadership development, working with executive directors and training and consulting. Yeah.
Here we go, our topic for today, educational opportunities, and with school out for the summer, how does the work at the Johnson Center change?
You know, a lot of people think because school's out, we don't do much at the center, yeah. but in reality, our work continues 24/7 all year long. So for us, it's usually a little bit lighter on our workshop and educational services over the summer, mm-hmm. but all of our other work in terms of engaging with the community and working with nonprofits continues.
And I'm just going to throw this out. Obviously, we could still be doing education online, even though we may be at the cottage.
Absolutely. This summer, we don't have any webinars scheduled, unfortunately. But as we have developed our educational offerings, we're actually going to be building our webinars a little bit more. We'll be doing more of those this year and looking at sort of the whole year as a whole instead of one workshop at a time.
Let's zone in on then. Could I ask what's different about the training then this year?
Well, one of the things that we've done is we've really tried to look thematically, sort of what are some of the big things happening in the sector that we need to pay attention to? One of those is data. So we have several workshops this year on data. How do nonprofit organizations use data? Where do we collect it? Mm-hmm. What do we actually do with it in our organizations and how we use it to both help with fundraising and help with telling our story? Another big theme for us this year coming up is this whole question of diversity, equity, and inclusion. We talk about this a lot in our community. We talk about this a lot in our sector. But how do we actually do that work in the boardroom, in our hiring practices, in working with volunteers, mm-hmm. sort of across the board in our organization?
So do these new trainings fall under the headline of a leadership lab? Something different.
So Leadership Lab is a little bit different. We just actually finished our first Leadership Lab ever on Tuesday. And what we're doing with the Leadership Labs is we're trying to take a look at a topic more in depth. Our workshops are typically 3 hours. Mm-hmm. You can't dive real deep into any one topic in a 3-hour session. Mm-hmm. So what we do with the Leadership Lab is we do a series of 3 workshops and we provide a little bit of homework. It's not that scary. We're not grading. It's just how do we process the information. Yes. And so we actually will be launching our second Leadership Lab this fall, and it'll be focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion and how we build inclusive cultures in our organization.
So as we speak here, I think the first day of summer, what do you have on tap for us regarding trainings?
It is the first day of summer, and we've got quite a robust schedule coming up in August. So we're going to give you July off to go enjoy the cottage and the beach. But come back in August, and we'll be doing on August 6th, we'll be doing a full day of a grant writing training. So how do we actually write grants? We'll invite attendees to bring in a sample grant from their organization where we'll dig in and do some editing and talk about how to beef those up. We're also offering our board certification program on August 15th, which is always a very popular training. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to, on August 27th, do a Giving Tuesday training. There's a lot of nonprofits in the community that are trying to think through how to use Giving Tuesday more effectively. Mm-hmm. So we'll be doing a Giving Tuesday training to talk about not just how do you raise money that day, but how do you create awareness and how do you develop a culture of generosity in your organization.
So like Black Friday, Giving Tuesday is here to stay?
That's right.
Yes. What else when it comes to your programming for this summer?
So we do have, for those listeners who may work at a foundation, we have a wide variety of programming and training going on with our grant-making school. So you know, although my role focuses primarily on doing the training with nonprofit organizations, we have some amazing colleagues at the center that are working with training foundation folks as well.
And back to the Leadership Labs, what makes them different?
The key thing with the Leadership Lab is that ability just to dig deeper. Yeah. And we create an arc. So there's three different trainings that happen 1 month apart, but there's sort of an arc of learning. So we're always digging deeper into the topic at each one of those labs.
Yes. And then school will start back up in the fall, and boy, you'll go 100 miles an hour.
Yes, we will. And the great thing is that this year we've actually put our entire training schedule online early. Typically, it sort of gets fed out there about quarterly. And so the exciting thing for us, too, at the center is instead of a lot of our training just being done by one department, one of the things that we're trying to leverage this year is we have an enormous amount of talent at the center that doesn't always get in front of our nonprofits and train. So we have folks from our community research team that are going to help with some of the training. We have folks across the center that are helping with the training this year. So we're really excited about that.
What else would you like to share, Tamala Spicer, on behalf of the Johnson Center?
Well, I do want to take just a moment and thank all of the amazing volunteers that are out there doing work in the community, because without them, our nonprofits couldn't survive. And we have a lot of people serving on boards and doing just the day-to-day programming work. And just want to let them know how much we appreciate that effort.
Great. And look to your center for, again, ways to even be bigger and better as we serve. All right. How do we find out more information, Tamala?
You can visit our website, and we have our entire training schedule at johnsoncenter.org.
All right. Thanks for your leadership as Program Manager, Johnson Center for Philanthropy, our nonprofit navigation segment. Take care.